Alright. Tomorrow, I don't know.
What Hebrew word is it going on?
Arak in Aramis, Ayurish Kuf, is the equivalent of the word Barak in our Sarkovitz. In the war of the Malachim, Vayonusu, Melech Sidom, Vamora, Vayifu Shama. What is it? Yudalid Yud. Vayonusu, it says at the end of the Pasuk, Vanisharim Hera Nas, twice, Nas. Nas Barach are synonymous words. The Targum says, Va'araku, Malka de Stoma Amora, and at the end of the Pasuk, Lishtoaru Litura Araku, to the mountain they ran. That's one place. Later by Sarai and Hagar. Vataneha Sarai, what does it say in the Pasuk? Vataneha Sarai, Vativrach Nipaneha. Right, Perek Tezayin Pasuk Vav says the Targum Vativrach Mipaneha the Arkas Mikodamaha. She ran away. And same thing a few psukim later, that the Hagar says to the Malach, Mipnei Sarah Gibritia, Nochi Borachas, says the Targum, Ana Araka, I'm running away. Okay, Arak is Barach. There's one other place which is a little more tricky to see the connection. That Avram says to Melch Sedom that I refuse to take from you what? Im Michut Va'ad Siroch Nal Yudalud Chavdeis. What does Siroch Nal mean? A shoelace. You know what we call that in Aramaic? Arkas Misana. Misana is a shoe. Arkas. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that the Shas HaShmad, you have to give up your life even for Arkas of the Misani, even if they want you to change the shoelace. The Jews had a certain color shoelace, but it became a symbol of the Jewish religion. So even though it technically is nothing more than a custom, but it becomes part of the Inyan Kiddush Hashem. So Arkas of the Misani means a shoelace. Arkas Misana. Why do you use the word Arkas? Arkas means to run away. What helps you run away when you're wearing a shoe? Keeps the shoe secure, and keeps it on your foot in a secure manner that you could run quicker. The shoelace, so that's what we call the shoelace in Arkas of the Misani. Barak, that's the meaning of barak. Good, that's one thing. The word kuf beis lamed, naramis. What does it mean? Kavel. It means really two things. Try one of them. What's it, the translation of it? Nobody? No? Translation of opposite, like neged, or likras. You see any of those words in Lashon HaKodesh and Chumash, neged, likras, opposite, you'll see kavel. You'll see it if you think about the, Adamos, it's a pisgam. Kavel is opposite. Karka nun lekivle, I think it's in there. Adamos, opposite. Vayite ish bistro likras ve'ehu, by the Brisbane of Sarim, Tezbav Yud, likras ve'ehu. So it says, lo kavel chavre, opposite. Yes.
Is that contextually related to kibel? Because when you receive something, you're on the other side?
Yeah, it could be. Receiving it, yeah. Very possible. One opposite the other. Tabolas panim. Yeah, okay. Hakbol. Machbilos halulos. Isha achosa. And chomish already. A lot of times, Aramaic and Lashon HaKodesh are very close. And so one is machbil, one is opposite the other. The other meaning of kavel, maybe you could, if you want to be a linguist, you could try to figure out why it means, you know, two different things, but they're really related on an underlying level. But the other meaning is choshech. Va'ala tahaya, the end of the Bishpin of Sarma, Yashem is Ba, Va'ala tahaya. Ala tahaya is choshech hayom, became very dark. The kavla havla, it's dark. Also earlier, v'ne'ema chashecha gidola nofela salag, says the Targum. Ema kval sagi nefala salogi. So Chashecha is Kval, Kuf Beis Gadol. I believe that it means another, the third thing that it means. I believe it means to be Tzoek. Tzakoso. Shemoa Eshma Tzakoso. The Targum says, I will hear a Kuvlan, it's like a complaint. Right. So, Kitzak Eli, right, person Mishpatim. So, Kitzak Eli, Mikval Yikvel Kodamai. So, you have three meanings to Kuf Beis Lamed, right? Again, what are they? Three meanings. First,
opposite,
Neged, Likras. Second,
dark.
Third one, screaming. Okay, I just want to do one more thing which is connected to a Rashi. It's a bit of Havan in your Bispin Atzorin. Rashi, a lot of times, says something relating to the Targum for us to work out, you know, what the word should be in the Targum, the correct Nusach of the Targum. The Pasuk is a very strange Pasuk in Middle Bispin Atzorin. It says, Vayeret ha'ayit al ha'pigorim, vayashev al samadram. The ayit, are the birds of prey, came, descended on the pigorim. Vayashiv al Savavaram, shoo them away, drove them away. So, if you look in the Targum, so the Targum says, Unachas Ofa al Paglaya. That's the Targum as we have here. Va'afrak Yosanavaram. The Ofa came on Paglaya. Pegim Ulam Yeralef. And now there's another word with the same letters, but a little bit different in the way they're organized. That comes up numerous times here. For example, go psukim apsukim ahead. That it says that the Tanu Oshin v'lapid eish passed bein hagizorim ha'ega, the pieces that were cut. That were cut. Hagizorim ha'ega bein halgaya ha'ilein. Halgaya. You have it also earlier. Vayitin ish bisro likras ve'ehu. He split them into two, right? Vayitin ish bisro. Each part we call bris bein ha'bisarin, the pieces that were separated. You have halgaya kigogu kavel chave. Here you have the kavel. One half up to this. You have halgaya as a translation of the pieces, and you have the al hapigorim. The word is paglaya. So there's a Rashi. It's in parentheses. Now it's interesting how it starts. The Rashi, before you get to the parentheses, Rashi's words are as follows: al hapigorim. Rashi says habesorim. Stop. Now, I read that, and I think Rashi is telling me that the meaning of pigarim are the halves. Now, that may or may not be pshat in Rashi. Rashi is telling me that the translation of the word pigarim, that the birds of prey descended on the half pieces. Now, you read on Rashi's parentheses, which is from Rashi, maybe Rashi Yashan, says here afterwards, as follows, Svara Acheres, different version here, Rashi. Hapigarim, Vayer Ha'ir al-Pigarim, Mitargim Minan, Haglaya. Haglaya. Pegim Olam Yidala. Ella, Mitoch Shehur Gilug Targim, Ish Bisro, each piece. Via have Halgaya, meaning the hands, Nishai Flehem Tevas Haglaya, Le Halgaya. The Tirgamu, Hapigarim, this pasuk, Palgaya, which is not correct. They call him the Targim Kach Toa, the Fisha Inga Hakish, Bisarim, the Pigarim. She Bisarim, Targumo, Palgaya, the halves, the pieces. U Pigarim, we say this every morning in the Bracha. Which Bracha do we say the word Pigarim? A kind of Shama. A mouth in the Shama, the Pigarim Mason. What does pigarim mean?
A corpse.
A corpse. Right? A carcass, in case of an animal. Pigarim targumo pagaya, Russian pigo, Russian peger, kach, that's Rashi. Now, that's the point in Targum. So don't confuse, even though you keep saying pagaya, 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 that's for the translation of the word to sorry. But al hapigarim, that means haglaya. But wait a second. Rashi, just before the parentheses open, Rashi says, Al hak begarim habesarim. So what's the pshat in Rashi? The pshat is the following. That Rashi is teaching the words, begarim means the halves. As Rashi says right away after, in the parentheses, the meaning of begarim is, as you said, the carcasses, the corpse. These are dead pieces here. But it's not about pieces. It means the corpses. But Rashi wants to know, where did the birds of prey descend? You had here Ega Mishuleshes, Rashi means, says it with three calves. Different pshat in Mishuleshes. Ez Mishuleshes, three goats. Ayo Mishulash, three rams. Rashi points out that connected the various karbanos. One pshat Rashi says, then it says he had the Torah and Gozo. What does it say? He split. What did he split? He split the animals. So you have now, from nine animals, you have 18 half animals, carcasses. But then you have the Torah and Gozo, but it's at Tzipor Rovasar, which means the Torah and Gozo were not split. So you have lined up halves, nine and nine, of the nine animals, and then you have, let's say, 18, and then you have Torah and Gozo, which are whole. They were also dead, but they were intact. Where did the birds of prey come down on? So what did they come down on? Rashi says they went on the Besarim. Not that the title of the word Pigarim is Besarim. But where did they go? Did they attack the carcasses, the whole carcasses, the Torah and the Gozo, or the half? That's Rashi's term. Why did Rashi say that? So Rashi Vishitas, so Rashi learns what was the symbol here of the Torah Gozo versus the animals. What did the animals represent, and what did the Torah and Gozo represent? You heard Rashi, tell me. The Umos Sa'olam, Rashi said, compared to Parim, Seirim, Izim, and then the Torah goes of Kal Yisrael. The simon is that the Umos Sa'olam will be eventually destroyed, and Kal Yisrael Kayamim La'olam. That's why there's a Tzipor Lovasa. The sense of Kal Yisrael eternally are eternal. So therefore, and what's the meaning now of the Pasuk, and what's the simon, what's the remez of this Pasuk? Says Rashi, that it means that the idea is that Ben Yisha is going to come with Chalosam in a prematurely to destroy the Umos Ha'olam, and the time is not ready for that, for Mashiach to come. So he wants to totally finish the job on destroying Umos Ha'olam. No, Mashiach is coming at the time, but not yet, not before the time. So therefore, according to the remez, the Rashi is working in the pasuk. The pshat of the pasuk has to be that the birds of prey are coming on the Umos Ha'olam to finish the job, and Avram chases him away, so to speak. The siman is that min hashamayim, the time is not yet here for Mashiach to come. So that's where Rashi teaches the word that not that the teaches pagarim is a besarim, but that's the meaning of what's going on here. Where did they come to? Which pagarim did they come to descend on the hats? Now it's interesting if you look in the Pirush of the Radak. And Chumash Radak has amazing things here on the Gusben of Sarim. If you have a chance, you can look at it. Some unbelievable things that the Ramazim here of why these are cut and this was not cut. The Kal Yisro and Uma Achas. They have one belief. Wherever we might be, we believe in Kel Echad. That's why it's a Tzipa Lovasa. And the Uma Sa'olan, they have different beliefs. There's this religion and that religion. There's Islam, there's Christianity, and they're fighting each other all the time. And that's how Kal Yisro can ultimately emerge, intact, because of the fact that Umos Ha'olam are constantly fighting one another. That's the notion of cutting the animals. Then the Radak says the following: Vayered ha'ayit al ha'pigarim. Which pigarim, says the Radak? Not the halves. On the pigarim, on the Torah v'gozo, again that are dead, but they were whole. Hey, ma pigarim hashleimin. Says the Radak, if it were to mean on the halves, it would have said ala b'sarim. But pigarim always means shleimim, whole corpses, whole carcasses. So what's the pshat of the pasuk? What's the remez of the pasuk? Vayered ha'ayit ala pigarim. Says the Radak, an amazing thing, and we don't realize, we say this in the Haggadah, we don't realize what we're saying. Come out the same words. Avram saw that the birds of prey are going to attack the Torah v'gozo, to eat them up, to destroy them. Avram shooed the birds of prey away from eating up the Torah v'gozo. Ramaz lo bazeh ki b'chol dor v'dor Umar sa'olam omdim aleinu l'chaluseinu, v'akadosh baruch hu matzileinu miyadam b'zchus Avraham. The fact that the Kali Yisrael are in danger every generation, that the Umar sa'olam want to attack us, that's the symbol of Ayeret ha'ayir ala pigarim, pigarim according to Radak, referring to Kali Yisrael, the symbol of the Tor v'gozol. Avraham avinu b'zchus Avraham, Hashem saves us. Where do we say this every year? In the Haggadah. That's the paragraph that begins v'hisha amda. And we go on and we say, what does v'hi sha'amda mean? What's v'hi? V'hi is a pronoun. What's the modifying? The bris. How do I know it means the bris? How do you know? How do you know v'hi is going the bris?
The previous
paragraph. Israel. Hashem keeps his promise because Hashem said to Avram, that I'll take you out of Mitzrayim at the end of the point of time. And we continue from that. V'hi sha'amda, the bris, b'natsarim, was Amda, not just the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, but the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to be saving Klal Yisrael from Umos HaOlam, from the clutches of Umos HaOlam, Matzilein Miyadam, that's according to Radak, exactly the meaning of the Pasuk, Vayayar HaPigarim, that they wanted to attack the Klal Yisrael. And Avram shooing them away means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzilein Miyadam, B'Zchus Avram, that's V'Hisha Amda. That's what we say every Pesach. Again, the contrast is that Rashi learned Pshat differently, that the Pigarim actually means the halves, and it's a different remez, entirely different remez, what this pasuk is coming to teach us. Okay, but either way, the word Pigarim doesn't mean Palgaya, right? It means Palgaya. That's the Targum. Okay, so I want to work with you together carefully the Rashi, okay? We started on Thursday, the Rashba. Let's come away with a clear shot in the Rashba. So you hear clearly, you know, first of all, how the Rashba is differing from Tosis and the Rush, and the whole give and take in the Rashba himself. What is he bringing here? We're trying to understand the meaning of Mishriyat Mitocha. So again, let's chazer over. Let me get some help here, Rabbi said. Tosis learns Pshat, Mishriyat Mitocha. What's the Pshat? Why is it problem Mizrit Mitocho when it comes to a case of Shiloh Lishma? So first of all, what was Tosis Kasha? We have two ways to understand Tosis Kasha. Give me one. Someone give me one Malach. Yeah.
What problem would there be if the Edim are puzzle? Why should that matter? Because you could just say that the Edim are puzzle, so. You don't need Edim
Chasiva
on the get because the other
one is
here, so why should we
question that? Think of what you're saying. What problem? What's the problem that the Edim apostle? You're granting that the Edim apostle or not? Is that the point?
Yes, yeah, so you can either grant that the Edim apostle.
And if that is true, then what would be the kasha? If you're granting the Edim apostle, the Chasiva is apostle, then what would be the kasha?
So it shouldn't affect the get. It should affect the Chasiva apostle, even if we have to rely on the. On the Edim, then
we could, because
the Edim
itself,
even though the
Chasima
is also, the Edim
itself
are Kasha Edim, so there would never be a problem if we
take the line. You're missing a very key point here. If you're assuming the Kasha is that Tosis recognizes that the Edim are Pasa, the Chasima is Pasa, but still it shouldn't be a problem if you use them for a Raya. What do you have to add here to explain why that's good? Why is it good as a Raya? Either the Chasima is Pasa, why is it good as a Raya? Because Chasima Shelo Lishma only passes in terms of what's in the Kuda of the Pesul Shelo Lishma. This is the Biskarel's idea. Chasima Shelo Lishma, or Shelo Lishma in general, whatever that might be in the get. Shelo Lishma is a chesaron in what? In what, and what is another chesaron in? It's a chesaron in what? In the get being able to create Gerisha. In the Koach Ugarish. It's a din in the Gerishin, that the Gerishin cannot be chal if there's a Shalom Lishma in the get. But it's not a chesaron in the actual edus of the shtar. Being a Shalom Lishma doesn't make it less edus on what's being said. That's why a raya would still be fine, even if it's Shalom Lishma. But what's the problem in a koach agarish? So how come I can be agarish with this get? I still have a Shalom Lishma. So how can I become agarish in this get? The answer is no, because koach ugarish just means mitzad this chelek haget, I don't have a koach ugarish. But if I have enough in the get to be megarish without this, and it's not integral to be megarish with Edi Chasima, after all, Velazza says, Eidim Mesira Karati. So I have enough in the get without Eidim Chasima to be Megaris. Eidim Mesira will be enough to be able to create Gerishin with the rest of the get. So the Shiloh Lishma granted as a Chelok HaGet that Shiloh Lishma. And it should have been Lishma. I grant you that. But that cannot create a problem in the Gerishin if I don't need it. So I don't have, this Chelok HaGet cannot be Megaris. It doesn't have the power to affect Gerishin. So if I need Eidim Chasima, then of course I can make Gerishin. Because I need Eidim Chasima, I need Eidim that are kosher. I need Lishma to make Gerishin. But if I have enough here to make Gerishin without Eidim Chasima, so that's fine. Elamai, but wait, I can use him as a raya. That might be a michshol because I Gerishin has to have the proper Eidus to be able to paskin a raya based on that. The answer is, that's Pilsa's assumption in the Kasha, that it doesn't create a chesaron in being acting as a raya. As a vehicle for a raya, shelo lishma in no way is a chesaron, because it doesn't mean the edus is not an edus. So if, as long as I have a lishma in the gerishin, based on the rest of the ksiva, and the rest of the ksiva is lishma, so that's enough to use edim asira to say I have gerishin based on the rest of the ksiva, and I don't need this chelik of the ksiva to make gerishin. I can use the rest of the ksiva to make gerishin with edim asira. So now I can use the Chelek HaChasima as a raya, despite it being Shelo Lishma, because the problem of Shelo Lishma doesn't mean I don't have Eidus. That's the mach that we ended up with in Tosus. So that was the Kash. So what did Tosus ultimately answer? Sataka, how come they passed this Chasima Shelo Lishma? After all, I should be able to use it as a raya. The answer is, they passed Chasima Shelo Lishma. Why? Because up to you might come to Ksiva Shelo Lishma, and that's why they didn't like having this Chel Get, which is a problem in being Shelo Lishma, even though the problem won't translate into using it as a Raya, but it could translate into ultimately doing Ksiva Shelo Lishma. So that's why they pass it. So according to this Mahalach, again, the thrust of Tosus Kasha was, I understand why it's called Mizayif Mitocho, but I don't understand why it should be possible as Mizayif Mitocho. I understand why a carbo possible signing on a shtar would be disqualified because I can use it as a raya, and that's not proper to use Eidim Sulim as a raya. But an Eidim Shelo Lishma should be a fine raya, even though it's not enough to make Gerishin, but I have the rest of the get to make Gerishin. So big deal, I have a chel get that's possible. So what? Why should that make Mizayif Mitocho? What was the reason? That was one mahalach. The other way that we learned, the first time around in learning Tosis, yes, of fact.
So that, not that it was a problem, but that we can get along without it, but that it wasn't even an issue in the first place.
The Tosis Kasha was basically the definition. Mata kola yesh problem of psulim, there's a real problem here. Karva pasul is a pasul of eight. So mele, you can't use it as a raya. Sima shelo lishma is a perfect chasima. Because Rebbe Lezer holds that b'chasav means ksiva. So chasima doesn't have a din of lishma at all. So what's the problem? Why can't use it as a raya? It's a perfect chasima. What kind of a problem is it? So that's really the issue. It's not just, it's the whole point of Mizayif Mitocho doesn't make sense when it comes to chasima shelo lishma given Rebbe Lezer. According to this, what did Tosus answer at the end? Tosus answered, no, there is a problem, there is a flaw in the chasima. The flaw in the chasima is the fact that you might come to do ksiva shelo lishma. Therefore, this chasima was considered to be a pasul chasima based on that. Good. So what does that have to do with Mizayif Mitocho by karav a pasul? There, the problem of the chasima is that there's a pasul eidus that you might use it l'raya. Here, it's improper chasima atu ksiva. So what does it do with the name Mizayif Mitocho? So you could say it's a catch-all phrase, Mizayif Mitocho. You could say that. Nope, the Rasha says something along those lines. Or you could say more Ramdish. For it's not a catch-all phrase. Mizayif Mitocho is ultimately the fact that I might use it l'raya. And that's by karbo pasul, so we understand that you use it l'raya, it won't be a proper raya. But when it comes to chasima shelo lishma, the point is this. Chazal felt that this is an improper chasima, because they saw it as a likely to lead to the chasima shelo lishma. Therefore, what did Chazal do? What did Chachamim do? They disqualified the chasima of the shelo lishma. Once they disqualified the chasima, in what respect did they disqualify the chasima? That it can't even serve as what? Once I discover the chasima, now already you're tying in to the notion of the mitocha. What does the mitocha mean? The classic case that you might use as a raya. So what is Tosus saying? In other words, once I disqualify the chasima by saying it might come to Ksivish to go with Shema, so what did they mean? What did they say? So now the concern is you might use it as a raya, and you can't. Why can't you use it as a raya? Because by saying it's a pasul chasima, that disqualifying is a raya, which will come out the exact opposite Havana in what Shelo Ishma does according to this Mahalach. The first Mahalach we said that granted is a Shelo Ishma Neged, but that doesn't disqualify as a riot. It's only a problem in terms of Koach Ugarish. According to this Mahalach in Tosos, to the contrary, Tosos' issue was, how do I get it to be called a Pasul Chasima? It's Rav Elazar after all. It's a perfect Chasima. Were it to be a pasul chasima, then I understand why it's exactly the same thing as karvo pasul. I can use it as a raya, the same way I can use a karvo pasul as a raya. I can use chasima shlo shma as a raya, assuming it's a problem in the chasima. But why is it a problem? If Elazar holds you don't need chasima lishma, and that Tosus ultimately answers that no, it is a pasul chasima because it might come to do chasima shlo shma. If it's a pasul chasima, now Tosus doesn't have to spell out. But now the next step is, so now it's pasul araya. So I'm afraid you're not using a raya. So it's mizuik bitocha, the same way carvel pasul is mizuik bitocha. Notice, according to this mahalach, it's the inverse, it's the mirror of the other pshat. It's against the biskarav's mahalach and his assumption that a shlo shma doesn't pasul araya. According to this pshat, lehefech, it does pasul araya. Where will we note that? Which pshat did we think was perhaps a little more mistaver after we went through everything? What do we think? At the end, what we note the pshat and Tosis. Yeah?
What did Tosis do like Tosis Rosh? Really,
Tosis understands.
There's a basis here
to say the chasima is not a good chasima, but so what? What, but I have enough from the rest of the get, so and why can I use it l'ray? That's what it sounds like. Perhaps in the Lashon of the Tosa Rosh it was mamish clear, but in Tosis also perhaps in the way Tosis phrases the question, and he says, Mata kola yesh, that even though it's shelo lishma, right, avol hacha sheidim ksheirin, their kash, elashachat lishma, good, echatlan shelo lishma. Meaning to say, not, but it's a perfect chasima, but so what? That they did, I understand it shouldn't have been that way. But matakola yesh. Sense of Tosus sounds more, the more you come back to read Tosus. Tosus was more concerned with, why does this now translate into a takala that they would disqualify it? But not so much that Tosus was bothered by the very notion of why this should be a problem in the chasima itself, but why does the problem mean anything? Right. What really brought that home more, that we saw Tosus this way, is when we saw the way the Rajba faces the question. In the Rajba, I think it's quite clear what was bothering the Rajba. When he phrases the question, and let's begin to get into the Rajba. Everybody, if you have your Rajba, please try to open it. Let's look at it together. Says the Rajba, Koshali, Lo Shayach, Lemeimar, Mizuyef Mitocho, Ela, Bishachasum Bob Sule Eidus, Kigite Nashim, Shachasum Bob Nachrim. One case, he understands, is Mizuyef Mitocho. I call that Mizuyef Mitocho if I have Goyim signed on the get, or Clovin. Avokan, She'edov Ksherim. Now, where in the Rashbud can I see very, very clearly that his kasha perhaps is distinct from Tosus' kasha? Which line in the Rashba really leads us down that road? First, with the whole tone, the way he's asking the question in general. Well, Shaykh Lameimah Mizuyef Mitocho, not Matakola yesh, but what's Shaykh Mizuyef Mitocho over here? Generally, wait, have Sulei Eidus, I understand. But over here, Eidav Ksherim, but there's something more that the Rashba says that does not appear anywhere else. That's a giveaway. In other words, there's no need to sign it. That is not does not appear in Tosis at all, or in Tosis. Nowhere does Tosis say don't have to sign the Shema. Tosis apparently would say they need to sign the Shema. I, Rav Elazar, the Terex is, the Rashba is going to say it his way, Tosis could say it that way or another way. Why does Torah assume that the son is small quite of a lazer? Because it says v'chasav la. So the ksin has to be l'shma. Ah, this is chasima, but the chasima appears in the ksava get. Right? I'll say it simple. I won't say it lumpish. Just simple. So if it's in the get, it has to, anything that's written in the get physically, it has to be l'shma. It needs l'shma mitzvah din, but v'chasav la l'shma. The Rashba in his stance is going to build it up more. So I don't know whether you have to say ad kedei kach the Tosas, but again, assuming that we're correct in our diuk, that Tosas granted that you need the Shema for Avalazer too in the Chasim. So again, why is it? Because that's part of the din of a Chasav La, that the Chasim has to be, and anything that's written in the get has to be the Shema. So the Chasim has to aid him. Not the Torah's chasima doesn't need lishma, not because we touch the word the chasav to mean the chasam, but why? Because it's part of the chasav, and it's in the get. It's part of a chasav. The Rashba at this point in the question doesn't see it that way. The Rashba says, I understand. They don't have to sign, and they don't have to sign lishma. They ate them a kasher. They didn't sign lishma, and they don't have to sign lishma. Again, Tosis apparently would say they have to sign the Shema, fine. But that does not make them disqualified to be therefore right. That was the way we understood Tosis Kash. The Rashba is asking a previous question. You know, the Rashba's question is fundamental to the definition of Mizrif Mitocha. So, what's Shaykh Mizrif Mitocha here? Might so Ika. If Edi Chasim Lo Karati, so they're nothing. They don't need to have Rishma. So what's the problem here? What's the Gemara saying? There's nothing wrong here. It's a chasima mehuderes. It's a perfect chasima. There's nothing wrong here. It's not the Rashba. His Tosus answers that if it's not Rishma, chashinan, maybe they signed before they wrote. We were medayik on Thursday. Tosus also suggested this, but a little differently. How did Tosus suggest it? Tosus suggested that what? Tosus said the same thing but different. Who remembers what both say? Who remembers? Fine.
Choshish maybe in another case.
Tosus puts it in terms of the problem is going to lie in the fact that this will lead to a case where I'll sign before I rewrite. The Rashba puts it differently. That I look at this chasima and I suspect that maybe they put their fixed their signatures before anything was written. Notice the Lashon Rashba. Look at it. Not it will happen, it could happen, it might happen, you don't want it to happen, but maybe it happened already. Why the shinui? Why the shinui in the way the Rashba puts it versus the way Tosfos puts it? You don't hear a difference. Read the Rashba Tosfos. That, what does he say? Yeah, the Isha Rinan. Okay, so has Tosis put it? If you permit Chasima Shelo Lishma, Yavo Lahachshir, they might come to also permit in a case where, in an instance where they were signed first and before it was written. We're not dealing with the case right now in front of us. We're dealing with possibility in the future, in the eventuality that it could also come out that way. And how did the Rashi put it? If it's not lishma, chayshin and dilma chasmu, and yachalak baga kasvus aget. We're talking about the get right in front of us. We see chasima shelo lishma. We once announced the shelo lishma. For all we know, we could throw the book at this chasima, and we could suspect that really the problem is. Not in the Shalom, it might be worse. No, so with the problem that we're steering at, the get that we're steering at right now, the chasim we're steering at right now, we have cause for suspicion. So why this difference? I think it ties into what we're saying. For Tosfos, the problem was not what is wrong right now, chasim and Shalom Lishma. Why, just because they should have been Lishma and they didn't, why does that disqualify the get? Matakala yeshes Tosfos puts it. So Tosfos has to respond by finding a takala. Why there could be a reason why they would, you know, we wouldn't want, you know, to use the get, given the fact that we have chasim shelo lishma. Why did they disqualify the get? Why did they disqualify the suraya? I understand there's something wrong here, but why is there, you know, why do they say that therefore you can't use the get period? According to the Rashba, the question was more fundamental to right now. What's wrong here? So Rashba says, what's wrong right now is that I suspect here more than just Shigolus. Look, could the Rashba have also said Latosus? I suppose. What's wrong here is it could, but certainly Tosus couldn't say it the way the Rashba said it. I mean, he could. Okay, it's not. I guess it's not muchrach, but it sounds better in the Rashba's formulation. What's wrong right now? Why is it called mizuyif mitochel? It's mizuyif mitochel because right now I see a problem, not. Problem, because I create the problem because it might lead to it. I see the problem right now. For Tosus, the whole question was, so what? The answer is, here's the so what. Here's why we disqualify it. Again, it's a subtle diuk. The truth is, you know, we could gloss over it. But clearly, I think it seems clear that Tosus and the Rashba are coming from a different vantage point. Now, let's see what happens as a result of this. So the Rashba says, Tosus doesn't have an answer. His Tosus didn't have an answer. It's up to Rashba. I'll tell you the Pshat. And again, what's the Rashba addressing? Why do we call it? Notice the Russian. Venira. The Mishmahachi Karirei Mizuyif Mitocho. Again, you see where he's coming from. Why? What's wrong here? Why is it called Mizuyif Mitocho? It's up to Rashba Yisod. Because Rabbi Raza requires what? Lishma. He requires Siva Lishma. It's up to Rashba Chidush. I want you to know that a chasima of Eidim, that's part of the definition of ksiva saget. Now, if the Rashba were to step right now, I would say, well, why is that? Like we said, maybe in Tosis, it's in the get. The signature appears in the get, so it's ksiva saget. The Rashba doesn't say like that. The Rashba says with a lumbus. Chasimas Eidim is part of the ksiva saget. Says the Rashba, why is that? Because there are times that Edom Sir will not be available to tell me later that the garrison took place. And you'll need to come on to Edi Hasima in order to let me know that everything was done Kidasu Kidin. This is how they serve as a raya. Because when you have the Edi Hasima and you were kind the Hasimas of the Edim, what can you therefore assume when you establish that the Hasimas are authentic? What can you assume? That everything was done properly. That's how it works. That the vada kedin nimsa b'fnei shnayim kedin nasa l'shma b'tolosh. Once you have Edim on the get, then that gives you now the opportunity to establish that the get was given over in every way properly. So what do you see? That they can serve as a right. So the fact that I have in the get something that can serve to establish a raya on the garrison, since the Edi Chasima Mashvul will get kasher through testifying that it took place, that's why the Vati Mechag Sivas Hagetim. So the Rashba, so now that I say that part of Sivas Haget, therefore without Lishma, it's called Mizuyif Mitocho. Now let's understand the Masber again. Look at Maram Shif, he quotes the Rashba, he doesn't understand the Rashba's Svar at all. He says, what does a Raya have to do with the get itself? Siva Saget is Siva Saget. A Raya is something separate from the get. The fact that I have here sitting on in the get Hasimas Eidim, which is a valuable thing if I'll need to establish a Raya on Gerishim. Good, but that's all it is. It's a Raya on Gerishim. So why is that? Therefore, make us view the Hasima as part of the Siva. Raya Saget is a separate issue. The garrison itself is Ksiva Saget. That's Ksiva Saget is what makes the garrison seem. Eidim don't need to be there to make the garrison, quite Rebbe Lazar. So why did Father Ksiva? Good, they could tell me about it later. So that's very nice. So we stick in something that will allow us to have a raya on garrison later on. But because it could serve as a raya, therefore the part of Ksiva Saget, what's the Rashba's svar? The Pnei Yeshua likes this svar. Doesn't explain it, but says it's a good svar. Ram Shiv doesn't understand this. What's the Havana of the Rashba? What's the basis for this Svara? So this is where we explained it. Why is the Raya Saget considered part of Ksiva? Because what really does it mean to say that Ksiva Saget, what you write in the get affects Gerishin, makes Gerishin when you give it over? What is Ksiva Saget? What does the get say? What does the get tell us? What is written in the get? Sefer Krisus, Sfiras Dvarim. It's a story. It's a story of Gerish. And the story of Gerishin is given over to the woman that makes Gerishin. Anything that enhances the story in whatever way becomes tied in to the notion of Ksivas Aget. Ksivas Aget, stop. You know, presto, right? Words, give it to. It's the essence of Ksivas Aget is the Sefer Krisus, the Sfiras Dvarim, the story of Get, the story of Gerishin, that Polis Megarish Polis. So the fact that the Edom are here to tell us about that story, should we need them L'raya, means that they also relate to the notion of the story of the Gerishin, because they're also there to tell us the story. So they tell us the story in a better way. They're put here now to be able to relate the story afterwards. So therefore they tie into the essence of what a Get is supposed to be. It's a story of Gerishin, and they're there to be able to tell the story also. So therefore, they're part of Sivas Aget. That's the Lamedus what Rashi was telling us. No, Gerishin is a notion that you write the story of Gerishin in a get, you give her that document that tells the story, and that makes the history. That makes the Gerishin. That's what's going on in a get. The story is told, you give her the story, and she becomes Megureshes. If I have in the get itself something that's going to be able to tell us about the story, it's Memele, becomes part of it, even though you don't need it. You can have the story told in a shorter form, in a chanami. That would also create Gerishin. But if I have here something more, you add a few chapters. The book would be a fine book without it, but I add a few more chapters. So it's not stomp tagged on. The book is a fuller book, right? You have more chapters in the book. So you have the potential to tell the story through the Eidich Sima, so they become part of the Sefer Krisus. They become part of the Ksima Saget. That'd be the svar behind the Rashba. So that's why the Rashba is answering his kasha. Hang on. So what would the Rashba be saying? So coming back, so the Rashba's kasha was, what's Shechem Zeik Mitocha? What's the problem? They don't have to sound the Shema. Answers the Rashba, they do have to sound the Shema. Why? Why? Because they are, since they serve as a Raya, therefore they are considered part and parcel of the, of what? Siva. Because they're in the get. And they serve as a Raya, which therefore is the reason why they're considered part of Siva again. So that should answer this kasha, but now we're both saying, I understand why it's called Mizrich Mitoch. So why is it part of the get? So she goes, Tosus, according to what we're saying, Tosus Kasha came after the Rashba. Tosus maybe understood this, whether he understood the way the Rashba says it, or understood it, or Balabakish, whatever it was. Tosus took for granted that Chasimas Edim is part of Chasimas Aget, needs Lishma Mitzad B'chasav La, according to Rav Elazar as well. So Tosus said, Batakoliyesh, what's the big deal? So why can't you rely on them on the Raya? It's not going to affect the Raya Shabbat if I have Shalom Lishma. So Tosfos had to give his teretz, gzera tuksiva. And the Rashba never went further. So according to the Rashba, why is this get puzzled? Now that I know that there's a chelok of the tuksiva that's shelo lishma. So why is the entire get puzzled? So that's the question. That's where it gets very sticky. I admit here, what we're going to say may not be the only mahalach. Why is it puzzled? The Rashba didn't give us any inkling right now. One could suggest, as you just said, that you know why it's pasul mi'ikar hadin, and there are shittas like this. If you have, you know, read against the story Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, there are those who with some mizrich mitochos hadin d'oraisa. The Rif quotes this in a later parak, and I'm a garish. The Rambam quotes it. Rambam doesn't like it. The Iri I gave you also. There are those who say so. Maybe this mahalach in the Rambam that we're at right now is going with the understanding that mizrich mitochos hadin d'oraisa. What's the problem with this, Evie?
Rebbe, what's the?
What's the problem? The problem is if they have a chiluk of the ksiva, the shelo lishma, that the
story. Yeah, why is that pasha? That therefore is pasha.
That's what I'm asking you. Yeah, that's exactly it. The Rashba just helped us to understand the definitions of mitocho, but he didn't explain, and therefore, why is it pasha?
I mean, just like any other part of the
Zerim. So you say, if I have a chiluk shelo lishma, that you have to have lishma. You need, in other words, you need every chelik haget to be lishma. That's what you'll say.
The part
if I have so well lishma, and since it's part of the ksiva, that's what you'll say. So the fact is, the chelik to get the shiva lishma means the get is possible because you need lishma. So therefore, that's it. So the ikar adin, I get is, if I have a chelik get, even though that chelik get, again, even though that chelik get didn't have to be here, that's what comes out. I didn't have to have the chesed. But if it's here, it's part of Siva. Why is part of Siva? The Rashi explained because they needed the riot. Yeah? So that's why the part of Siva. What makes the part of Siva? The fact that they could be available to riot. Meanwhile, the part of Siva. Part of Siva is a Shavuot Shema. That destroys the get. Finished. Why Mikra did? Certainly one could perhaps learn that way. But there's a problem. What's the problem with that? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's two problems. One is that...
Just give me one.
Okay. Well, one's probably not true. I'm probably wrong about both of them. We're trying to say that the Ezra is the Tana Kama in our original Mishnah, which seems to differentiate between Nechtav and Nechtam. So to say that Nechtam really is part of Nechtav, and that's why that has to be lishma, because they're both bayi, then wouldn't you only really need to say profan and nechtav?
Just the jargon that you're using sounds like a next pack for the Rashi, which we haven't seen yet. So I want you to notice how you're saying what you're saying. We have to deal with the next paragraph for the Rashi. What we're saying now, we have to know what is the difference in the first half and the second half. The specific point here. Why is Mizrahi Mitochel Pasel according to the Rashba? The Rashba simply explained why there's a chelk of a get that's Pasel, even though you don't need Chasima Lishma. The answer is no. Chasima needs Lishma because it's part of the Ksiva, because it contributes to the Rayish of the get, therefore needs Lishma. So now I want to know. So why is it Pasel? So we're saying maybe Pasel Midoraisa.
Chasima's Goyim.
So let's see. Yeah. The point of that. So again, we're going to see in a second the next sentence of the Rashba. But you read the whole Rashba, I will say, right? Everybody read the whole Rashba. No, when the Rashba ends everything, we have a lot to go here. But at the end of everything, what does the Rashba say about Mizrahi Mitochel? What does he say? Why is it puzzle at the end?
Zero.
Velo mishum dina, right? Now, when he says that, he says it as a kasha on what he said before. There's a pshat that we're going to work through with the riff, right? Now, the Rashba, I'm assuming everyone went through this Rashba carefully. Am I correct? Yeah, I mean, I don't have to. So the Rashba asked the kasha on the riff, and basically he asked the kasha, and he says something else. He said, and now it shows me the fact that the Gemara says. It's the kiderava, kiderava abba, kiderava. Zeh mitocho, mishum gzeir velo mishum dina, because otherwise the ihachi or the ilavachi, the Gemara should have said, you know why it's possible? Because you need b'chasa velo lishma. He was kiilu asking a kasha on the riff, right? The riff, the Rashba brought the riff in. Now again, the riff we're going to see for itself. What is the riff pshat in? Eidei Chasima and Eidei Mesir Karati. Rav Loza, what does the riff hold about Eidei Mesir Karati and Rav Loza? That according to Rav Loza, Eidei Mesir work by themselves, but what else works? Eidei Chasima. The Rashba says, according to the riff, I have a perfect way to understand Mesir Mitoch. First, the Rashba sounds, he's very happy. According to the riff, if Eidei Chasima can work by themselves, without Eidei Mesir, then clearly the V'chasav can speak to the din of V'chasav. Because you can have a get without Eidei Mesir, and you need Chasima. In that case, says the Rashba, if you can have Chasima without Mesir, then clearly you'll need Chasima Lishma whenever you have Chasima in the get, even if you have Eidei Mesir. Because after all, the Torah spoke about Ksivas Haget, but the Torah must have also been thinking what when it said b'chasav? About what? The Torah must also have had in mind what besides Ksivas Haget? Ksivas Eidim, he calls it, or Chasimas Eidim. The Rashi at the end doesn't like that because then they should always require chasim of the edim. Good. That's why he doesn't like that. But basically, the Rashi says clearly the din of Rav Ishma would relate to chasim as well. And if Zayit Mitocho makes perfect sense. Why is it called Zayit Mitocho? Because you need chasim of Ishma. Because the chas of Rav goes on chasim of edim. The haraya, you can have chasim without Hasira. So the chas of the Torah speaks to chasimot. The Rashba doesn't like it. Because then the manafshach, then he should always leave chasim asedah. But meanwhile, the Rashba would understand why Mizrik Mitocho makes sense, but then he questions further. He says, when he doesn't like the Rif, he says, and therefore I understand why the Gemara says Mizrik Mitocho, meaning Mishum Gzera V'lo Mishum Dina. Because otherwise, the Gemara should have said, why is it possible? Because the Chasav Rav Lishma. So what was the Rashba asking in that line? You see that line toward the end? Go flash ahead to the end. Right? The Tariq El the Kashali doesn't like this because Manafshah. If either the Kashali is Siva alone or Chasima alone, or both, but if it's Chasima, you shouldn't exceed Lashma, like Rav Meir. It's Ksiva Chasima, you should always need Chasima, like Rav Yehuda. And you should always need Edi Chasima and Lashma. If Rav Elazar, it says it's Kashal without Edi Chasima, so the Kasav is what? It's Mamish Bekasav. So therefore, says the Rashba, it should come out that even with Edi Chasima, we don't need Lashma and Edi Chasima. Ela Mishum. So what is the reason why you should need Lashma by the Chasima? The Asi Mismach Alayu. What does that mean? The Asi Mismach Alayu. The Inan Lehu Lashma. What does he mean? So why need Lashma and Ksiva? Because Asi, does he mean here, therefore the part of the Ksiva? Does he mean, and therefore, does he mean the end, the bottom line of after everything? The Hainu Daminan Chidirava, Kidravaba, the Amma Rababa, Mod Mazuv Mitocho, Kuroma, Mishum Gzeira Velo Mishum Dina, the Ihachi, Havalego Mema, Echad the Ika Eden, the Inu Lashma. Why? Not because Mazuv Mitocho. Moshe said more to the point. Why didn't he need an Inu Lashma? If you have Eden, you know why? Because of the why? Because of Chasav Lashma. This Kasa Rabosa that he has in this line, that why does he want to say Rav Abba? Which suggests what? That it's only possible why? Mishum Zera, the low Mishum Din. Because then the Gemara, if otherwise Gemara should have said, why need the Shema? Because of the Kasa Rab. This Kasa is a Kasa on the Pshat of the Rif, but is it a Pshat, a Kasa on the first paragraph that we just went through ourselves now? Also, so therefore the Rashba is left without either pshat, and he falls away from both and comes away from a new mahalach. That's what you're suggesting. Samach Ronim agree with you. At the end of the day, the Rashba basically rejects both and comes away with, you know, literally a sleigh of hand at the end of the day, you know, after building up two big towers, and he ends up knocking them both down. The Kasha comes out beyond both, because both according to the Rif and the first pshat is the Raisa. And then the kasha was on both pshatim. Awesome. It's odd. No, because the kasha seems to be built stacked against the rift, and then he throws in, and now we understand why he says rababa and not stam v'chasam golish. But the pashtus chorit should be an issue for the first one too. Why does the gemara say v'chasam mizrik? Why is v'chasam golish? Unless there's a way to combine what he says at the end with the first pshat, and the Rashba is not negating both pshat. The Rashba ultimately is trying to say the pshat that I want to work within the riff, that's not proper, that doesn't work out in the end. What I'm left with is indeed the first mahalach. But what this would obviously mean for us, now we have our work tied up, kind of cut out for us, but if you go with it, if you accept me now, and you can stay for the rest of the shir. In other words, then we'll try to work it out. If somehow, you know, you disagree, then you can tune out. In other words, maybe there's a different way to learn. But if we can somehow find a way to understand that when the Rashba says at the end, Mishum Zera, Hilamitzum Dina. He means to go back to the first pshat. Then it will come out the following. That having said what he said, that the Edim who can serve as a raya if you needed them, are therefore part of the Ksiva Saget. And therefore it's called Mizrayif Mitochel. And now, why is Mizrayif Mitochel Pasul? Now you still have to add Mishum Gzeir, not Midoraisa. And what is the Gzeira? He says you can be Dilmud, that you might be Somechan. Somechan them in what sense? Somechan them in what sense? No, what can it mean? He says a rush, right? Mishum Gzeira, what? What's the Gzeira? That you might what? You might do what? With these Eidim. Rely on them. In what sense to rely on them? Rely on them for Raya. Pashas, what it means. Gzeira Demasi Lishvachalai. Indeed, if you look ahead in the Rashba, in the next Rashba, in the Dibur Rashba in Eidim Mesira, he says it again. He says, what is the notion of Mizrayif Mitochel? He says, Gazri Behu Dilma Asir Mismachalayu. They go there lest you might rely on them. And the Rashba clarifies, what does it mean rely on them? So he brings a shita that it means that you're going to rely on them by being Moser in their presence. The Rashba says not so. That he's talking about Goyim, in the case of Daf Yud. So that's not Mistava, that you won't recognize that they're Goyim if you're doing it in front of them. Rather, it's not because of relying on them to be Moser in their presence. So what does it mean? Relying on them for what? Right? So if I want to make the end of this Rashba not a departure from the entire piece, but simply a departure from that middle Mahalach, so then we have to try to assume the following. That we'll go back to where we are right now, and we have to say the following. The Rashba established the following, that Chsimas Eidim are Cheluk of the Ksiva according to Rav Elazar. Why? Because the fact that they can be available for Raya shows that they are considered part of the Ksiva. They tell the story also. Therefore, they're part of the get. Therefore, they need Lishma because Ksiva Saget needs Lishma. But now that there's Shalom Lishma, it's a Cheluk of the Ksiva, portion of Ksiva that's not Lishma. What portion? The portion that's not essential, but certainly is a portion of the Ksiva, now that it's there. So now, why is the whole get pasul? The answer is not so simple. Oh, because, after all, you have a portion of the Ksiva that's Shalom Lishma, so the whole gets pasul. No, not so simple. Why not so simple? Why not? Because the chasav la, Lishma. No, that did not bother Rashba. The kasha the Rashba asked later would not be a kasha in the first pshat. It has to come out to something called Mizrayif Mitochel. It's not automatically pasul just because part of Ksiva is Shiro Lishma. You know why? Because I have another part of Ksiva that's essential, and that is Lishma. So why is it pasul? Answer? No. Why is it pasul? Gzeira. What's the Gzeira? You might rely on this Chelek Ksiva that needs Lishma and doesn't have it as a Raya. And what's implicit therefore in that net? And if I want to use it as a Raya, it won't be a good Raya. In other words, a Shelo Lishma is Chisaron in what? In the Eidus itself. So it comes out that it's a Gzeira that you might come to rely on these Eidim L'Raya and they can't be used as a Raya. And the Rashba is going to learn that way in the first Mahalach. In other words, it's not automatically that the get is puzzled because I have a Chel Ksiva that's Shiro Lishma. Because I have a Chel Ksiva that is Lishma. But the Chel Ksiva that's Shiro Lishma is not going to be kosher as a Raya either. Which is like the Biskara or against the Biskara. To say that. Well, it's against the Biskara. Biskara assumed that Shalom Lishma cannot be a problem in terms of right. He read into Tosis. The Rashba would be saying, if we're correct, that within this pshat, that they need Lishma, and it's ironic here, that the issue of right comes back like for a as a circle, right? The fact that they are good with Raya is first of all relevant in terms of why to begin with I can label them as part of the Ksiva. Why? Because they can serve as a Raya. Therefore, they need Lishma because they're part of the Ksiva because they can be used as a Raya. That's the first important Nakuda, why you know the being used as a Raya makes them require Lishma. But now, after the fact that I need Lishma and I don't have it, so why is it puzzle? Because I can use them as a Raya and it won't be a proper Raya. Because having a Raya, using an Edus, Shelo Lishma, is not proper Edus. And if I cannot use them as a Raya because it's not proper Edus, and you have to do things up here the way they should be. Up here, proper Edus. So, in other words, that which they use as a Raya really serves two different functions, or both say. You see it, right? Number one, the fact that he says right is what the Rashba uses to simply explain why it's called Mitzvah Yikun Tocha, or why the Kodah Chel Gede Ksiva to begin with. After all, this is a Ksiva, not a Ksiva. No, but if you can serve as a Raya, therefore it's part of the Ksiva. But now that you need the Shema, you don't have it, why is it puzzle? The Rashba will hold, like he says at the end of the Shtickle, because of the fact that it's a Gzeira that you might rely on them. Rely on them for what? For Raya. Meaning to say, and if it's a puzzle, a Ksiva, if it's puzzle, it's a if it's puzzle as part of Ksiva, the part that's Shalom Lishma is not proper Eidus. Therefore, I will not be able to rely on them L'raya. We don't want you to rely on them L'raya. Therefore, it's puzzle. Now, if everyone is, you know, with this point, now we have to see, now the work is really cut out for us. Now, we're going to have to go from this point till the end and see what has to shift as a result of this Havan. Again, if you want to challenge this whole Mahalach, I grant you that, but you're going to have to answer other things. In other words, you know, you're going to have to figure out something is going to have to give here in the Rashba. The Rashba ends up by saying it's a Gzeima Mishumdina, and the question is, you know, what does he mean? Are there three Pshatim in the Rashba, or are there two Pshatim in the Rashba? That's what it comes down to. Okay, yeah.
He's
still here, so it's good.
According to our original understanding, so were we saying that since the Ksiva was like part of the Ksiva, so that automatically means it's absolutely Oraisa?
I didn't say automatically, but it doesn't. It's unclear. That's exactly the ambiguity. The Rashba doesn't say at this point, so what? So I know why it's called Ksiva, so why is it puzzle? It doesn't tell us. So one could certainly argue like that. The Melech, but I have a Shalom Lishma here. It's puzzle. It puzzles everything. Yeah. Certainly, you're right. You're right. You could say that. But then what's strange is what happens in the end. He drops the ball and says, Mishum Zerah Mishum Dina. And where does this leave the first Pshat? And they have the Rashba in the next Gemara. Also, that seems to say, Mismach Alay. So again, that's where it gets very sticky. Yeah.
Is it not a problem that we have to rely on something that we're relying on, that because of this, so then this is true?
The fact that it can be served as a Raya is a fact. Edi Chasima can serve as a Raya. That's a fact. That fact is enough to let us in on a secret, that Chasima's Edim is Mechal Ksiva. As we explain what the Rashba is saying, being there for a Raya means that this is part of the Ksiva. He didn't need it, but it makes the story fuller. Therefore, it's part of the Ksiva. Therefore, we can assume you need Lishma if they're there. But now, after we have that, now we want to know, so I have a portion of Ksiva for the Lishma. Now what? Why is it possible?
How do we get there, though? How do we get there now that...
Because in the case... Because the Chasim go Lishma. The Torah says the Chasim go Lishma. So Ksiva has to be Lishma. That means every part of Ksiva has to be Lishma.
But we said before, we were just going on the idea that, okay, so we said that Chasima, we know that Chasima could work as a Raya.
That's why, that's just used to show me that the Chasima's Eidim can be viewed as part of the Ksiva. Therefore, it requires Lishma. Therefore, I can label this Mizuhi Mitoko, there's something here that's wrong. But now, if there's something here that's wrong, why does that spoil everything? That's what we want to know. So again, it could be that was Tosis Kasha, and Tosis gave his answer. Zera Tuxiva. What's the Rashba's answer to that question? So we're suggesting, since the Rashba says in Mismach Alayu in the end, and he says it later too, the Rashba's answer would be the exact opposite of how Tosis assumed. The Tosis assumed like the Biskarov. And according to what we're saying now, the Rashba is against the Biskarov. The Biskarov's assumption that a psul lishma cannot disqualify the raya shebo, the edus of the shtar of the portion of the shema, that would be totally in the chokas. This is because the rash on the one hand and the rash on the other. That's what we're saying at this point. But now we still have to work. Let's work forward in the rash. Let's go forward. Okay, we're going to have a problem, one hurdle now, and a bigger hurdle in a few minutes. But the first hurdle, okay? Okay, touched this on Thursday. I don't know how many we picked up on it then. Let's see what he says. So the Rajba brings a raya to the Yesod. What's his Yesod? Okay, the only thing he spoke about openly. Right? We're trying to figure out after that what happens. The Rajba's point that he directly addressed right now was, why do you need Lishma on the Chasima if Abulazar holds you don't need Chasima, but Chasav is Ksiva? So why do you need Lishma on the Chasima? The answer is, it's Nechlal Ksiva. Why? Because they are the other Raya, therefore the Nechlal Ksiva. How would I explain it? The Rajba says, I have a Raya to this. That's what it comes with Teidalach. Because the Gemara says later, according to Shittas of Shimon in the Mishnah, Daf Yud, that if you have a get whose signatories are non-Jews, so Rav Shimon holds that as long as you have Eidi Mesira on this get, the get is fine, even though there are Eidi Chasima Akum. Why? Because he goes like Rav Elazar. Yeah, Rav Shimon does like Rav Elazar. Fek the Gemara, but wait, I understand Rav Elazar holds Eidi Mesira Karati, but how could you, Rav Shimon, hold that with Chasimas Akum, it will be kosher? I know that Rav Elazar the mezuyif mitocho shu pasul. So I have mezuyif mitocho because I have chasimas akum. So how can Rav Shimon say it's good? Answers the Gemara, chamayaskinan b'shemus mufakim, that the names are McCain and Obama, not Jewish sounding names, right? Shemus mufakim. Everyone knows these names are not Jewish. Shemus mufakim. The lo asi lemismach alayu. You are not going to rely on these names and use them because you know that they're non-Jewish names. Rasu mismachala. You're not going to use them as a riot. That's the Rajba's point. So what does the Gemara mean? Therefore, because you won't use them as a riot. So the Rajba sees in here a riot to his Yisod. Right? This is indicative of my Yisod. Alma, says the Rajba. What do I see? Kosh ein somchin alein. If I'm not going to rely on them, Leraya, the emach shirin haget achasimas, I'm not going to use these chasimas to be machshir the get, lo chashinan ichas min lishma olo, the lab mechlo shall get him. It doesn't bother me that they're lishma or not lishma because they're not part of the get. When are they part of the get? If they're going to be used Leraya, and they can be used Leraya, and you use them Leraya, then the signatures are part of the Ksiva and Lishma. But if you're not going to use them, Leraya, because everyone sees the names of Query, Jones, or whatever it is, so then they're not Nechal Aget, and therefore they don't need Lishma. So the Rajba saw his Yisod in the Gemara. In other words, let's spell it out. Implicit in the Rajba's Kasha is that when I have Chasimas Akum, I have not only the chesaron of edus that's not proper because they're goyim cannot not kasher with edus. There's another problem. What is that problem? Shelo lishma. The Gemara says later in the second paragraph, akum atat it's not shekavet. It's not called lishma. So the Rajba is focusing on the shelo lishma problem. The din of shelo of lishma. So how can the Gemara say that by shemos mufhakim Rav Shimon would allow this get to be kasher? I have a chasima shelo lishma because it's akum. And this the Rajba says, no, because the whole din that you need lishma, the whole din you need lishma is what? Why? It's Rav Elazar. Why the lishma and the chasima? Because it's part of the ksiva. Why is it part of the ksiva? The Rajba says, because you can use them l'raya. But not if it's shemus mufakim, you're not going to use them l'raya. So if the mice are bepo, you're not going to use them l'raya, they're not part of the ksiva. If you don't need lishma, therefore it's not a problem. Very nice. But on the way I just explained to you a few minutes ago, the Pella, how can the Rajba see in this Gemara that this shows his Yesod is true? He sees this Yesod, that being available of Raya is critical to whether you call the part of Ksiva or not. In other words, the point of whether you define it Mizuyik Mitocha or not. If they're Cheuk of the Ksiva, it's called Mizuyik Mitocha. If they're not a Cheuk of the Ksiva, they're not. when is a chasim part of the ksiva? If it's available l'raya, it's part of the ksiva. And the point is, if it's shero l'shma, but it's not part of the ksiva, then it's not a problem. It's not kol mezayik mitoch. And that's the point of why Hashem is talking is better, because it never goes into the definition of mitoch to begin with. Where does the Rashba have a right to learn that out? Let's leave the Rashba out. How did everyone else learn pshat in the Gemara? Shemus Mepakim. Those of you who learned the Gemara B'kiyas, or just on your own, recognize. What does the Gemara mean? Pashut pshat. Leave out the Rashba. You read the Gemara. What does the Gemara mean? Rav Shimon says, it's pashut edim sira, I, mizayit mitocho, akum, and says the Gemara, Shemus Mepakim. What does the Gemara mean? Pashut pshat. Read the Gemara, read Rashi, tell us,
like,
what does the Gemara mean?
Like the Rashba says, no, it's like Kamad Elisa, it's not Mishnah.
No. What's Pashut Pshat in the Gemara? You're not going to be Shabbat. In other words, what is the problem with Zayit Mitocho that you're going to rely on them? Let's say it means Raya. It means to be Moser B'Fanam too, but let's just simple. Zayit Mitocho means they're going to use them with Raya. That's the problem, that's Zayit Mitocho. But not if it's Shabbat Mitocho. So the point is, we're not talking about the definition of Zayit Mitocho, we're talking about the Takola of Zayit Mitocho. The takala that will result will not result over here. If what I'm saying is true, that the Rashba at this point in time also embraces that notion that there's a gzeira and a takala of zayim mitocho, that after calling zayim mitocho, why is it possible? I have the rest, which is fine. The answer is I rely on it, rely on it. So without that, you still wouldn't have a problem with this gap. Call it part of ksiva all you want, but so what? But I have another part of ksiva, that's good. The answer is, but I rely on this part of the riot. So once I can solve that problem on that level, that there's not a takola, I won't rely on it, Lavaya, then no more do I have, you know, any reason to read anything more in the Gemara than that. Mehecha Tesa Gemara means anything more than that. The Rashba sees in that Gemara a fundamental point to the definition of Zayit Mitocho. That in terms of the fact that I'm not going to use the Levi, therefore it's not called Mizuyif Mitocho in the fact that it's Shiro Lishma, because I don't need Lishma. Why don't I need Lishma? Because it's not part of the Ksiva. Why is it part of the Ksiva? Only because I'm relying on them. If I want to rely on them, it's not part of the Ksiva. Therefore it's not a problem for Shiro Lishma to begin with. Why is the Rashba right to say that? Grant, say it's part of the Ksiva no matter what. But the fact is, I'm not going to be Samach and Emilariah, so it's fine. I mean, that's what the Gemara might mean. Where's the Rashba see in the Gemara that the Chilk of Shemus Mufakim speaks to the Yisod of when it's part of the Ksiva because I rely on it? And because I won't rely on it because I know better, that's why it's not part of the Ksiva. Where's the Rashba right to see that in the Gemara? Maybe all the Gemara is speaking about is, once I know it's Mzid Mitoch, the Rashba saw that in the Gemara too. Had Rashba right to see that in the Gemara? If all the Gemara might mean is simply the issue of Gzeirah. So Bishlam, the Rashba is not assuming it's Gzeirah. He assumes that the whole issue is what the Ikar Adin, like Shimon, wanted to say. So then you have a perfect shot in the Rashba now. In other words, the Rashba has no Gzeirah right now. It's only going to come later. Maybe he's a whole new Mahalchay. But right now the Rashba is assuming this is the Ikar Adin. So then the Gemara is Kipshuta. The Gemara says, yes, that's the point. If it's not going to come Gariah, then maybe it's not part of the Ksiva, therefore everything is fine. If what I'm saying is correct, that the Rashba also now recognizes that the problem ultimately has to come down to using it Laraya, then once I can simply solve that issue, they're not going to be relied on Laraya, then that's all the Gemara is talking about. Who says the Gemara is saying anything more than that? Who says the Gemara is going to the definition of Zayit Mitoch?
Maybe because Rabbi Shimon would be Mashu and Chachila.
It could be Chachila, why not?
So I mean,
because I have the rest of the get, which is fine. And I won't have a takala from this because I won't use it right.
Maybe the chorus should still be at Pasul Derabanan.
Why? Well, that my point being, the only reason Pasul Derabanan is because of the takala shibo. There's no takala. So here, there is a way, yeah. There is a way, yeah.
Can you put him into that takala? Mm-hmm.
What?
Can you put him into that takala to get
recognized? Then
I can see
him there. Yeah, but the Rashi was speaking about that field. Shemus Mepakim is on Daf Yud. That's what he's part of. He sees in the Gemara Daf Yud a raya to this point that being part of Ksiva is dependent on being available a raya. So I tell you what you could say. Okay, it's a little bit of cheshbon. It's not impossible to learn like this. The kasha is a strong kasha. We're saying, but again, anyway, you're going to go, you're going to have a problem in this kasha. So maybe the following. There are really two issues in Chasimas Akum that make a problem that we can call Mesuyit Mitocha. What are the two issues? No. Definition-wise. What's wrong with these chasimus? It's not lishma. But that's not directly the point in the Gemara. That's the Rashba's bringing in. What's the, before you get to that, what is the problem? They're not Jews. They're not good aid. They're not good aid. Chasimus Akum is possible because chasimus Akum is. Akum is possible aid. Second point is shilo lishma. Now, what the Gemara is saying is, so you can really talk about being very mitocho on two different grounds. The Rashba wants to bring in the issue of shilo lishma, but even before that, the issue of mitocho relates to the fact I have a psul of akum. In terms of the psul of akum, maybe the Gemara means exactly what I just said. The psul of akum is mizuyik mitocho because it's simas akum. But you're going to rely on them l'raya? No. So therefore, mizuyik mitocho, you can say now till tomorrow, simas akum, that it's not a problem of mizuyik mitocho. It's not going to boil down to be puzzled because I'm not going to rely on them l'raya because I can see that the chasimus are out. So that would be simple, what the Gemara is saying. So that's fine. But the Rashba brings in the second consideration. Mizuyik mitocho because of shelo lishma. The Rashba feels that in terms of lishma and shelo lishma, the problem of shelo lishma, if I would view this as that I should have had lishma here on the chasimus, because they're always part of the chasimus, because they're here. Then, the fact that I won't rely on the l'raya would not be enough to save this from being puzzled. Why? Because true, there's an exceptional case where you won't rely on the l'raya. But what do we always know in general? Just because I have an exceptional case, automatically it's not puzzled. What do we always generally know in general? The klal is, in most cases, there is a concern. There is a gzeira, you would be some l'raya. So the fact that one case doesn't have that gzeira, but there's an account of svar, what's that? The rule is a rule. Lo plug. The fact that something is, you know, different, if it's not so clear that it's different, I have to make a gzera, I have to make a blanket gzera. So when it comes to the issue of chasimus akum, the Rashba understood shemus mufakim is a reason not to make a gzera, and I won't say lo plug. You know why? Because a non-Jewish edus, everyone recognizes the difference when you see shemus mufakim. So it's not going to be used for l'raya. Everyone sees an akum, you're not going to use l'raya. So it's so nicker that it doesn't go under lo plug. If it's so pronounced, it's so distinct, so there's no gzeir. But the question of shelo lishma, on that level, the Rashba feels that the fact is, a shelo, if something is shelo lishma, and it's mizuyik mitocho because it's shelo lishma, then the case where I won't rely on that l'raya should not change anything. Because if in most cases I will rely on them l'raya, on that there should be a low pool. Because that much I don't see necessarily a distinction. Chasimus akum, I can hear much more, does not lend itself to low pool. Because a case which is exceptional, I can see is an akum. So I won't use it l'raya. So therefore they left that out of the gzeira. But the issue of shelo lishma, the gzeira is across the board because I rely on them l'raya in most cases. So a case where I won't use them l'raya, unless you can explain that it doesn't go under the whole notion of mizuyik mitocho. The Rashba is not convinced that just the shemus mufakim alone would be enough to say that it's therefore not possible. Because the gzeira should have applied in all cases, vis-a-vis shelo lishma. Vis-a-vis akum, I can hear why cases that stand out naturally stand out. And a lo plug would not be said. In terms of shelo lishma, the Rashba will say that lo plug would not be appropriate, and because the nice of shelo lishma, you don't see necessarily the difference. Shelo lishma, shelo lishma. So you, some cases you might rely on the rice, some cases you won't. It should be the same all the time.
Gemara uses the lashon of lab and increases in here.
That's the Tosaf who then Tosaf more could have said lab and aedus nino. Tosaf says that. Yeah. Same idea. Though. Same idea. In terms of that chesaron, lo plug would not be said. In terms of shelo lishma, the Rashba feels that lo plug would be said, and therefore the Rashba needs to say something more. That the shemus mufakim says that they're not fachalsi. Alright, this is one hurdle. Okay, leave that out. Let's go right there. The main hurdle is coming up. So the Rashba sees again in that Gemara a raya to his yisuk. So this is all one mahalach. Again, the mahalach is the part of the ksiva because it can use the raya. What's not stated in the Rashba, again, more than the pshat in the Rashba, I want you to see what difficulty is in the Rashba, okay? The Rashba does not spell out what is therefore the problem. Doesn't tell us. Zok the Rashba now, the divi harif. Shita's harif is, that whoever loves her, Edi Chasima Nami Karti. Again, what does it mean? You can have Edi Chasima alone. Zakti Rasba, he could have also learned what we just said. It's not like he doesn't preclude the riff from learning Pshat the way we said, but we have another way to learn Pshat and Zeev Mitocho point to the riff. And to go back to the question of what's the problem with Zeev Mitocho. Efshiro, the inner Koshika. How so? The Kevan Shepa'amim Karti, since Edi Chasima sometimes can create the krisus, even without Edi Mesira, therefore, Lishma Bad. Then, therefore, you need Lishma on the Chasima, because Edi Chasima Pa'amim Karti. In other words, even though in the case that we're talking about right now, you didn't need Edi Chasima. But since Edi Chasima sometimes carry the whole load and create the Gerishin, therefore they will require Lishma whenever they're there. Why is that? How would you come away with it? And that would be the Doshim Zeev Mitocha. Why is that? Because the Chiksiv Lishma are the Kasav Kod. The Lishma is a din, a function of the Kasav. But what does the Kasav mean? Ubein Aksiv HaSaged Ba'atzmo, Ubein Aksiv HaSaedah. So the Kasav, since the Rif holds that you can have Chasima without Nesira, so the Kasav must certainly lend itself to a dual interpretation. It can mean Ksiva, but what else can it refer to? The Ksiva of Eden. The Ksiva, in other words. Wait, according to now a couple of things, according to the Rif. So what is the Rajba basically saying? According to the Rif, perfect, right? One is Zeev Mitocho, because I have here a problem in the chasima, which is part of the din of a chasav, meaning a chasav. What is it? Medina? Zera? So we'll see in a minute. It sounds from the Rashba, but according to the reference, mi'ikra din. This is what we have to figure out. Meanwhile, the Rashba has to work through the hoop of the Gemara Daf Yud. I would say, Shredaktik, according to the Rif, the Imkain of Shem Yorosh, Yitosu Shem Belazar, Hechi Nachshu Bechosmei Nachrim, Fibu Shem Shavakim. How can the Rav Shimon say that with Goyim, On the star, it's fine. Grant the same with Mufakim. What is that going to mean? That won't be Shemuch on them. But according to the Rif, there's another problem in Shemuch Akum. What's the other problem? We all know it's not Lishma, and you need Chasim Lishma. If it's there, you need Chasim Lishma. The Komak Siva Sa'edin Bari Lishma. The Leka. The Chiecha Dechiika Edi Chasima B'Siyai Be'Edi Chasima. Just like if, for example, there's no Edi Mesira at all. You need Ksiva Saget Lishma Rav Elazar. In other words, even though the Chasav in this case is going on what? In the case of just Edi Chasima, then the Chasav relates to the Chasima. But yet it doesn't preclude the Halacha of Lishma and the Ksiva. And if, for example, if you have such a get written by Ako, so who wrote the get? Goyim wrote the get? Be possible. So Hachinami, the flip side of it. Even if I have Nimsa Be'edim Kshem, even if I have Edim Kshem on the get. So here you have a Shimon's case. But if so, because just like you can have a requirement of Ksiva Lishma, even though I have the Edi Chasima, but the Chasav still speaks to the other definition of the Chasav, to the definition of the Chasav as Ksiva, so therefore the Torah should always require Chasima as Edim Lishma, even if I have Edim Lishma. So how could Shemus Mephakim change anything? The Akuoksiv din Lishma. In other words, the assumption of the Rashba, notice something interesting, according to the Rif. He'll answer this Kasha, but basically he's noticed something fascinating, according to the Rashba. According to the Rif, these words give it away. Kuoksiv din Lishma. If I have any portion of the Vachasa, if not Lishma, then what? Don't say, well, down me haki, take this part away. Any portion that doesn't have Lishma means I have a problem in the get. So says the Rashba, so I understand that I have Edi Mesira here, but I have Edi Chasima that on Shelo Lishma. Shemus Mufakim Sawak, but Shelo Lishma. Yeshua Mar Yisod, Chasima Zinachri, and a Chasima Klau, Kemad Mar Yibit Yudim, like ink. It doesn't mean anything. It's not a Chasim at all. If you don't need Chasim Lishma, it's not a Chasim at all. Hilkach Gomir Suba Chasimasa. On the other hand, Ksivas Aget will be possible by a close too, because we didn't need Lishma. That's not Ena Ksiva Klau. That is a problem. And then this one is a little strange. You know what that means. If Elamites command the less, certainly I don't have a get. Leave that. In fact, the Rashba or the Koshali. So what did the Rashba say? That the reason why Chasimas Akam is not a problem, according to the Rif, is because it's not a Chasim at all. But the basic idea, according to the Rif, is You require chasima lishma because since they can carry the whole load, therefore they're part of a chasav based on that. Therefore they need lishma even if they also have eidim ksivah to get. Because the chasav speaks to ksivas get, but also speaks to ksivas eidim. In fact, the Rashbit kashli, the Vabe Masma, the Rav Elazar lo be'ina chasima lishma kral. I don't think that's true. It appears that Rav Elazar does not need chasima lishma at all. Now, who is this kasha on, Rav Elazar? Which pshat? Both or the Rif? The first pshat, the Rashba says, that you need ksiva lishma or Rav Elazar because it's part of the ksiva. You need chasima lishma because it's part of the ksiva because you need them right. The Rif says, according to the Rif, you need chasima lishma because the kasha speaks to the chasima. Now the Rashba asks a kasha. Who is it on? El the kashri, the mashba, the Rav Elazar, lo be'ina chasima lishma kral. Who is he asking this? Pashtus, it's on the Rif. So let's see. It sounds like it's not a chasim lishma. The kasa b'kra, oh, ksiva levadi. Either it's only on ksiva, or chasim levad, or it's only on chasim. What's the kasa mean? Or ksiva vacha, or both. You gotta take a, you have to lock yourself in. What does the chasa mean? Does it mean ready to get? Does it mean signing to get? Does it mean both? You want to see both, that's fine too. But listen to what's going to follow from that. If it means chasim levad, then who should you be holding right? Then that's Hushita. If a kasav is just chasima, then go by ksiva lishma. Rav Meir, then you know, Rav Elazar certainly can't fit. Then you should come away with Rav Meir's shita, that all you need lishma is just chasima. Elamai, what does it mean? It means both. Because ksiva can mean ksiva seidim, ksiva get, iksiva vachasima, then what? Then leboi chasima la'olam v'lishma, k'rav Yehuda d'Yisrei Hachin. Then what should you require? Every get should require chasimas eidim, which is certainly not the case for Rav Elazar. He doesn't need chasimas eidim there. If they're there, that's our shayla right now. They don't always have to be there, but if the chasav means chasav, means you have to have eidim there. The ilaka eidim chasima v'lishma, literally they should be there, should be lishma. You should have to have eidim chasima lishma in every get. You don't. So if the chasav means the chasav, then you should never, then you should not need ksiva lishma, like Rav Meir. If the chasim means ksiva and the chasim, you should always need chasim as eidim lishma. The king of the Avilazah machshir b'loy the chasim, the Rav Elazar doesn't require the chasim. Alma the kasav ksiva lishma mamish kama. So the kasav does not entail what? According to Rav Elazar, because of the definition does not entail what? Chasim. Imkain, Rav Elazar, devar Torah, afi u'ika eidi chasimah. So if that, what follows from this? If Rav Elazar does not require chasima, and it's not part of what word? It's not part of the kasav, so then even if I have any chasima, it shouldn't matter if they're lishma, because if that's not part of the kasav, it's not part of the kasav law. Then go ichbas lani lishma chasmo, so go lishma chasmo. Fek the Rashba. If the kasav means the kasav chasima, then I shouldn't matter whether the chasima is lishma or not. So wait a second. So then where does that leave us? Ela mishum the asir mitzvah alayu bina lishma. So the only reason you need lishma is because you might rely on them. What does that mean? So you can mean, this line can be translated two different ways. Both of them boil down to the same thing. The Rashba is now trying to reject the Rif, but come back to the first mahalach. What was the first mahalach? Why do you need chasimas eidim lishma? What? Because they're part of the ksiva. Why are they part of the ksiva? Because you can rely on it. So that could be exactly what he means over here. You need lishma because it's part of the ksiva because you can rely on it. Or you need lishma because it's part of the ksiva. Memeira, why is it possible now? Because you can rely on it. As we're saying also within the first pshat. But now, but either way, the Rashba is coming back to the first mahalach. The Hainu de Amina ki the Rava the Amar Rava Modem Rosh Musim Mitocho Kolomar Umishim Gzeira Lo Mishim Dina. Now you understand why the Gemara says it's Mizim Mitocho. It's a Gzeira Halacha, not Mishim Dina. The Ihachi or the Lav Hachi, I think they're Magia. Havle Yonema Hechadika Eidim. You know why you need Lishma when you have Eidim Chasima there? The Gemara should have said, you know why? Because of the Kasa Bela Lishma. Instead, the Gemara picks the term Mizim Mitocho, meaning it sounds like it means a Gzeira. maybe there's another Gemara also later on that we'll see that the din of Rabbi Elazar, Ksiva Lishma, is only Siva, not Ksiva Vachasima. Again, what is that last point? Against who? Against both Pshatim or against the first, against the Rif? It would seem to me that the Rashba is going back to the first Pshat, and here's the difference. According to the Rif, why would you need Chasim Lishma according to Rabbi Elazar? Because Vachasav means two things. It means Ksiva, but it also means Chasima. And it comes out that Rabbi Elazar's requirement of Lishma is Ksiva and Chasima. That's why he's Medayik at the very end, that the Lashon HaGemara later is not that way. Rabbi Elazar only requires Ksiva Lishma, not Ksiva Vachasima Lishma. That's why the Rif Pshat does not hold. And because of Manafshach, if the custom goes into Chasam, then it shouldn't just require Chasim Lishma when you have it, it should require Chasim Lishma all the time. How do you split it? The Chasam Lishma. The Chasam means Ksiva and Chasima, then you should always require Chasima and require Chasim Lishma. That's according to the Rif. Located according to the first Pshat. According to the first Pshat, the Chasav means what? Ksiva. The only thing is, Ksiva itself can be defined, can also relate to Chasimas Eidim if they're there, they're part of the Ksiva. So it's not that the Chasav means the Chasav and also means the Chasav. Ksiva means the Chasav, but Chasimas Eidim will need Lishma as part of the Chasav. That's what differentiates the two Pshat. Hang on, Menachem. So now, what comes at something fascinating? According to the Rif, what was the kasha there for the Rashba? The Lashna Gemara is difficult. Why is Markul Mizuyik Betocha would suggest Gzeira? What should the Gemara have said according to the Rif? Why do you need Lishma according to Rabbi Elazar if there is a Chasima there? Because of the Din, Bechasav Lo Lishma. And that's why it's possible, Mi'ikar Adin. But according to the Rashba's first Pshat, if I'm correct, that's not a kasha. Why? It has to come out to a Gzeira. What's the difference? What's the difference? According to the first Pshat, I'm missing Lishma. Why? Because the Chasav La relates to the Chasima too. Why? Because if they're there, they're part of the Ksiva because it's needed the Raya. So now it wouldn't be Pasul Medina. It would be only Pasul Gzer Shem Yismachalo. But according to the Rif, the Chasav means the Chasav, but also means the Chasav, then the lack of Lishma in the Chasimas Eidim for the Rashba would have translated into Sul Medina. And Nagzeir, what's the difference? That's the real point. If we're reading the Rashba correctly, again, I leave open the possibility that maybe it's not the Mahalach. But if we're reading it correctly, that again, the Rashba at the end of the day is coming back to the first Pshat. Again, and we'll navigate along the way, we said with the Davyud, whatever we'll say with the Lopul point. But basically, the Rashba is ending up with the first Pshat. And the first Pshat means that after it's called Mizuyik Mitocho, it's Pasul Mishum Gzeira. And the Rashba ends up by saying, Vahainu, that we understand why the Gemara says, Gzeira, Mizuyik Mitocho, which is a code word for Gzeira, and not simply because of Ra'al Ishma, which is Medina, he's saying that Lafuke the Rif, but not Lafuke the first Pshat. In other words, according to the Rif, which would mean that the Chasav means Ksiva, but also means Chasima. The Rashba doesn't like that, because then it should always require Chasimas Eidim and Lishma, as the Rashba asks. But if that were to be the Pshat, according to the Rif, then the Chasimas Eidim Shlo Lishma would have meant that I'm lacking Lishma and the Chasima, therefore the whole get is Pasul and Medina. And that was why the Rashba says, the fact that Gemara says the Mitocho sounds like it's not Mikarej. Whereas, according to the first Pshat, that the reason why I have a problem with Shema and the Chasimas Eidim is not mitzad that the Chasav means the Chasav, but mitzad the fact that the Chasav means Ksiva, but the Chasima which contributes to the Raya is part of the Ksiva. So for that, having the Chasimas Eidim Shalom Shema would not automatically mean that the get is possible because I have a chayuk of the get Shalom Shema. It would mean that the get is possible because of a Gzeira. Why? Because apparently the psul shelo lishma in the chasima, according to the first pshat, would only be a psul in what? Not in the whole get. In what part of the get? In that part, the shelo lishma. But I can simply say, separate that, isolate it, ignore it, and I have the rest of the get. Elamai, no, but I might rely on this part of the raya, and it's psul of raya. That I can do according to the first pshat. According to the Rif, I couldn't do that. According to the Rif, I can say, well, I don't need it. After all, I don't need it. No, but if the Chasav meant Ksiva and also meant Chasima, and I didn't have the Chasima Lishma, then for the Rif,
That would mean in the Dina that the get is possible because of the extra singles. That's the chol what the Rasba would be saying. That the Rasba understood according to the Dina, if the chasam means the chasam, and the Dina Shema derives from that, then the very lack of chasim or Shema itself disqualifies the get. And I can't ignore it and say, well, I have the rest. I shake it according to the first Mahalach, that the chasima requires the Shema because it's a chayko the chasima. That only means, I have this part that's no good, but I have the rest which is good. So now I have to come on to a new reason, but I can't use this yet because it's Mizrit Mitocho, it's a Gzera, I rely on these Chasimas Laraya that I can't do.
According to this, the way the Rosh will understand the Rif,
yeah.
Why does he bring down the Rif to say, the first one is the Ben Chasimas HaGet, the Atom Ben Chasimas HaEdim?
So I think Chasimas HaEdim means
Chasimas HaEdim, though? If he's saying that the Chasar is Chasimas and the Chasimas should be about Chasimas HaEdim?
Yes, so he's maybe explaining why the Chasar means the Chasar, because it means the Eidim's Chasimah. Or if this is Muritza Be'alma, I can't say better than that. I don't know. Either he wants to show you why the Chasar means Chasimas HaEdim, he calls it Chasimas HaEdim.
And according to the Rosh was learning, the Drush of Rebbe Lazar isn't Lafuki Chasimah? The Chasar was going on because it's not Lafuki anything?
According to the Rashba, the Chasar
it's going on the Ksiva.
It's going on the Ksiva. According to the Rashba's own Pshat, which I think is be the first Mahalach, the Ksiva is going on Ksiva.
And we're calling the Chasima part of the Ksiva.
Right,
so
right.
What's
the Lafuke? Nothing. Anything that goes into the Ksiva requires the Shema, Midin the Chasa. That's what I'm saying.
The Drush of Rebbe Lazar isn't. So what's the Drush of Rebbe Lazar excluding that doesn't need the Shema? Nothing?
Chasimas Eidim. You want nothing. Anyway, you need it as part of the Ksiva. So where does it go, Lafuke? I'll give you an afkamina, okay? You want an afkamina? I know it's late, but we'll say, you bear with me. But we'll end with this, yeah? For the tomorrow, we'll say, the gra, look at this, two, I don't know if I gave you the guy's gra. There's two gras to look at. I'm going to give this up before you leave, take this. One is the, and it also, yeah, the gra is Zayin and Ches. It's on two sides of the page, Zayin and Ches. See that gra, see the I gave you something in the Rishon and the Ramban to look at. And then the next two toasts in, at the very least. And if you have time to start at the Kaimelon, we can do that also. We'll try to also see the Gemara Sanhedrin that has Mizrit Mitocho and the Rashi there. Look at the Rambam Perek Gimel and Gerishin that talks about Mizrit Mitocho being the Raisad Rabbah. We'll try to talk about this, you know, different things in Mizrit Mitocho. But the Gemara is very interesting. Just the Nafka Mina that I'll tell you, okay? We think about this. If I have this man written, Shelo Lishma, the Shaila, what exactly is the halacha? This man was written Shelo Lishma. Now, do I have a problem in this get with the evidence? Is this going to mean, if I hold that this man has to be Lishma, this is Shaila, assume you need Lishma and this man. But realize, if I have a get without his man, that's the halacha. Vlad's kosher. But if I have a get shelo lishma, the get's no good. If I have this man shelo lishma, is it like a get she'ein bo zman, which is kasha b'di'evet and the vlad, or is it a pasul get entirely? Okay, you hear the point? That chora, that's what I think is.
So if you say that when it's there, it's part of the.
That's right. That's it. Well. So what I want to say, if I understood well, is according to the first malach of the Rashba. And that's how it ends up. It would come out, I have a right to say, well, this is pasul, but doesn't affect the rest of the get. And therefore, I still have to come out to something more, such as Zera, the Masul Mismach Alayim. Whereas according to the way I understood in the Rif, this is now going to pasul everything. That's exactly the point. In other words, and therefore the Rashi felt that it shouldn't call Mizrit Mitocho. It's called Zera, it's the right to the first Pesha. So this is, I know this is probably a challenge, I imagine it was, yes, no? Was, but you know, this is what sometimes learning is all about. The mamish have to harava on the Rashba. It's nice to hear, you know, nice, wonderful Torah about, you know, all the different shittas out there, but the person have to learn through the Rashba carefully. Like, you know, we had it. And this is not the only way to learn the Rashba, I tell you also. But again, you have to come away with something. Where's the Rashba going? Where is he ending up? What is he saying? How's he getting there? So, you know, this is what hopefully is, you know, what makes learning very fulfilling when you go through this and you sweat a little bit. So we'll try to finish some details in the Mitocho, and then the next major part of the sugya is going to be the bottom tosis, and then we'll have to visit the Rif again. The Shitas Rif that we saw here is going to come up again in terms of the various Shitas, whether Eidich Sima works by itself according to Rebbe Lazar or not. Okay, we can have a Mincha. What?
Yeah, outside of the Bechina, I can give them three pages.
All right, Dan Mincha. Cheers. Thanks, Dan.